Welcome back, everyone, to 10G for your success and wealth. This episode, I'm going to go into the importance of mastering the connected key. I'll tell you how the connected key works, why it's the one that will open doors for you, and how to overcome the difficulties of getting connected to the powerful people that can truly make a difference in your life. It's not enough to be intelligent and focused. The connected key has to be part of the equation to make a triumvirate that's powerful and without failure. Let's take a close look at the connection and how to use it to your advantage as you begin your path to making friends with amazing and powerful people that can be the difference between success and wealth or complete failure. The connected key is by far the most difficult to master out of the three that I've talked about that are an integral part of the matrix that is 10G Weekly. The intelligent and focused keys are more self-developing, but the connected key is solely dependent on your ability to go out and make contacts with powerful people that can open up doors for you. An interesting study was conducted several years ago that concluded that a product has to be marketed to people about 5 times before they decide to buy that product. The same thing is true for getting yourself connected to the powerful people that will open up doors for you. It's a process that is best developed over time. The shorter the time, the better. So, how do you get the attention of the powerful people that you want to connect with in your network? One of the best and fastest ways is to get introduced to them by someone that already has that door open. It's a tiered level that you have to climb. Coming recommended can be tricky if you aren't close to someone influential. But when we carefully examine our inner circle, most of us can identify a few powerful ties. Ask someone influential to put in a good word for you, introduce you, or help arrange a meeting with the person you want to meet. This is when the intelligent and focused keys will come into play because it'll be those two that will keep you in that door. At that point, all three keys will have to be firing on all cylinders like a finely tuned engine. The powerful people tend to gravitate and help those similar to them. Common ties extend beyond growing up and friendships that were made during the school years. Coming from the same hometown, rooting for the same sports teams, sharing unique backgrounds, even having the same name or birthday immediately warms people up to each other. As I've mentioned before, being informed on local and international news events is always an excellent way to start and hold a conversation at a meeting, party, barbecue, event, or wherever the powerful are that you want to connect with. I believe that we are who we surround ourselves with. And very early on, one of the things that I realized about connecting with people is that essentially we are all human. And if you connect on some sort of business or professional level, that becomes a certain type of relationship. But when you connect on a personal level or a human level, then it's a totally different type of relationship. As one example, if you were trying to connect yourself to me so that I can open up doors for you, and we were to talk about business, we would definitely connect. But that connection would be on a surface level, almost superficial. However, as another example, I love cars. And if we were to have a conversation about cars, different types of wheels, tire sizes, engines, with and without turbos, and so on, we'd have a connection on a whole different and much deeper level. That would move you from acquaintance level to friendship level. That would make it a lot easier for you to make your sales pitch to me. Because the end game to the connected key is to get yourself close and comfortable with the powerful and influential people so that you will have their ears open to what you have to say and what you have to ask them for. And as I've said before, this is not so that you can ask them for money to fund your ventures, but to simply allow them to give you an opportunity to show your talents. Nowhere is it more evident than here in Los Angeles, having grown up here and still living here in what I believe is an incredible city. I love Los Angeles and the surrounding areas. It's a city that gives you many opportunities if you can navigate it. There are powerful brokers from every industry and profession here to connect with. And because of that, it's a magnet to people worldwide that are seeking success. This city is the entertainment capital of the world, and maybe the de facto capital of the richest state in the U.S. I also love its people, neighborhoods, diversity, and vastness. There's a magical pulse that you can feel in the streets as if some new trend is about to start and spread globally. The intelligent, focused, and especially the connected keys are absolutely what is needed to master, to be able to connect yourself to the major industries that are entrenched here in Los Angeles. The movie industry, the music industry, all types of business, such as imports and exports, are also based here. I learned very quickly that the connected key was the make or break difference in all those industries. I've had several friends that were amazing actors and amazing musicians who never got discovered simply because they weren't connected to the right directors or producers in their respective industries. The open doors and opportunities always went to and still goes to their closest friends within their inner circles. Yes, nepotism still exists and is alive and kicking even in this day and age. This is also true in the business industry. If you fail to understand this, then you'll be stuck in an endless circle, never knowing why you weren't discovered. Let's analyze a few steps that will help you understand and master the connected key and how to use it to get closer to the powerful people. Come out of your comfort zone. In order to be able to go out and meet the influencers and the powerful people, you must be willing to go far outside of your comfort zones in order to meet those influencers and powerful people. Ultimately, you never know when an opportunity might present itself. Therefore, you have to be ready and do a lot to put yourself in the right situations and prepare for those chance encounters. Many times we don't take advantage of the opportunities in front of us. We just shy away. One of my biggest strategies is don't just wait for opportunities to happen. You have to go out and create them. Part of creating those opportunities is going up and introducing yourself, getting yourself in their radar, getting to understand those people's needs, and figuring out how you can contribute to their most important goals. Show that you really care about them. It's not enough to simply introduce yourself. If you want to make an impression with those that you're trying to connect yourself to, it helps to demonstrate genuine interest in that influencer and their work. There was a powerful person that I wanted to meet once, and I did all my homework about this person. And because I was so familiar with his work and because I could talk about how it impacted me, he became more curious about me. I started going to his local Los Angeles meetups and finding different ways to add value to those encounters with me, like connecting him to different business people, giving them feedback on projects, joining all the events I was eventually invited to, and just being a star student of this powerful person's real-life schooling in the business world. Don't become a speed bump. One of the fastest ways to get kicked out of the inner circle of a powerful person is to slow them down by constantly asking them for help with your life and your business goals. But this self-centered outlook will rarely lead to lasting relationships. Instead, you have to focus on how you can somehow satisfy their needs first and contribute to their success. I always think about busy, powerful people like a train. They're on a track, and they've got this end destination in mind. They're going full speed ahead, and this train will open up its doors for a few moments to let people on the train. But then, the doors close, and they go full speed ahead. I find that when many people meet an influencer or a powerful person, they get so excited and they try to pull the train off the track, essentially asking them to divert course and to do something else. Rather than taking the standpoint of jumping on the train and helping this person reach their end destination faster and without complications. The connected key can be the most powerful of the three keys because it's the most difficult to master of the three main keys, but it cannot exist without the other two. It only gets its power because the other two are standing side by side next to it. What makes the three main keys so incredibly potent is that they are intertwined with each other. Even though they have different characteristics, that makes them unique and dynamic in their own way. The connected key is solely dependent on your ability to go out and make friends with powerful people that are going to have the most positive impact on your life just by being there next to them and watching and learning how they win every day during their hustle. You can learn all the theory in the world, but only by putting it into practice will you make your road to success and wealth much clearer and quicker. Hey, if you found this content to be helpful, please like, follow, and share the channel. And if you would like to support the channel, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/10G. 10G, exactly as it's on the logo. You can also support by visiting the merch website at 10gclothing.com. You can email me at rick@10gweekly.com, or you can send me a voice message at speakpipe.com/10G to start up the process for your 10G Weekly Money Mindset Coaching Sessions. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and just like for the original, official, trademark, and registered 10G logo on all the social media to confirm. All the links are in the episode descriptions. Thank you for listening with an open mind, and thank you for listening to the end. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.